Guerrillas, meanwhile, operating in southern Lebanon, fired Katyusha rockets into northern Israel again last night. Israeli defense forces returned fire against these suspected Hezbollah guerrilla hideouts. It's the latest in a series of cross-border attacks that have followed Israel's incursion into the West Bank. Israelis now worry about a conflict on two fronts. From the Israeli-Lebanon border, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
There is little element of surprise in the guerrilla strikes hitting northern Israel. The quiet pastoral splendor here, this is the land of the kibbutz, is shattered almost like clockwork each day. Israeli soldiers patrolling the border that peers into Lebanon say guerrillas usually open fire around 6 in the evening, a routine they kept last night.
Okay, on the eastern sector, on the IDF position on Hardov is currently receiving incoming anti-tank fire, missiles, mortars are coming into it. We're returning fire now from artillery positions nearby in the Golan Heights. Okay, the firing is taking place as we speak.
The Golan Heights, seized by Israel from Syria in the 67 Six-Day War, is dotted with Israeli military installations. As the distant dull thud of the Katyushas fills the valley, Israeli warplanes scramble overhead. Further down the road that hugs the Israeli-Lebanon border, visual evidence of the attack.
There are black plumes that are now coming up from the side of the mountain. There is another thud.
Israeli Defense Forces say the smoke billowing up from the Lebanese side of the border was possibly a fuel depot that the army hit as it honed in on suspected Hezbollah hideouts. The Israeli-Lebanon border stretches from the Golan Heights in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Israeli Defense Forces say they have sent in reinforcements to 35 stations along the border. Israel views this latest series of attacks as provocation, designed to draw it into a second front, while Israeli forces are busy in the West Bank. Northern Army Command spokesman Captain Mitch Pilser says the responsibility lies with Syria.
Strategically, the problem is that Syria, which is the real governor of Lebanon, is using Hezbollah to further its own interest over here, allowing Hezbollah to kind of tweak our nose, to shoot these rockets off here and there, in order to draw us into a response, and that response can escalate into a regional war between us and the Syrians that neither of us want, and that's not in the interest of anybody.
Israel withdrew from southern Lebanon 2 years ago, a move many Israelis thought would mark the start of a new era of peace along the border. The recent shelling into Israel is the most sustained attack since its pullout. Israel faults Lebanon for failing in the wake of the Israeli withdrawal to bring its army to the border to reassert sovereignty and restore order.
In fact, the Lebanese refused to redeploy here. They left a vacuum over here on the border, which was filled up by the Hezbollah terrorists over here, who control the south border over here. Wherever you get to the border point where I take you to, you won't see a single Lebanese flag. All you're going to see is Hezbollah flags.
There were no reports of casualties in last night's attack. Earlier in the week, 5 Katyusha rockets crashed in the pre-dawn darkness into the small bucolic village of Beit Hillel. No one was wounded, but one missile landed just behind the back porch of the Mark family, ripping through a lemon tree and sending shrapnel in all directions. 24-year-old Lior Mark points to the hole that is now filled in and says the rocket narrowly missed a propane tank in the yard.
The shrapnel was so close that they hit the propane tank. And I think it was a miracle because it could explode, and then we and the neighbor here could not speak with you.
The Mark family has been on this land for 3 generations. This is not the first attack they've had. But they cannot imagine forsaking their peach orchards and moving from this setting north of the Sea of Galilee. Rockets or not, they will stay. Besides, says Lior Mark, where can we go? No place, he says, is safe in Israel now. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, along the Israeli-Lebanon border.